All right, a good talk. Starting a new Indian, Kibbut Aveim. It's a Yisaitetik Indian. What the Chazal call Chamurisha B'Chamuris. It's a Negea. For many people, talk Teglach. But even if someone doesn't have any parents, Rachman Lutzalan, he might have in-laws. Or if he doesn't have either, he has children. And from children, he has to know how to deal with his children. It's another that he shouldn't make it too difficult for his children, because then you're making it impossible for them to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Kibbut Aveim. Sometimes with Chokmah, you could actually be Mamsi Mitzvahs of Kibbut Aveim for your child. If you do the Griz, the Briskarov, he used to have tea. And when Lipsha used to walk into the room, every time she walked into the room, she used to call over, do me a favor, stir the tea. To be mamsi her another mitzvah. Every time she stirs the tea, it's another mitzvah deraita. So he was mamsi mitzvahs. Rosh Hashanah used to say over that he does everything like the Rebbe, the Brisker Rav. One thing he can't do like his Rebbe is this. He couldn't, never came on to anyone else. Never came on to any help from anyone. And he couldn't bring himself to ask his child to do something for him. But the Brisker Rav used to do it, to be mamsi another mitzvah deraita each time. Also, even if the parents are in Olam Emes, there's still a mitzvah. The mitzvah Kibbut Av is even Acha Maisai. And there's inyanim of Derek Pikudeka says that basically there are ways to Kibbut Aveim by sending care packages, schusim, tayr, mitzvahs, kaddish, which we'll learn in Yat Hashem. So the ways to be Makai mitzvahs Kibbut Av after Maisim as well. Kibbut Aveim is actually two distinct mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kibbut and a mitzvah of Moira. Both are in this Simen Reish Mem and Yerideya. Kiyidua, the mitzvah of Kibbut is part of the Aser Seh Debris Kabbutis Avika Vesimeka Laman Yerikun Yomeka La Adom Asher Hashem Alakeka Nesin Lok. That's in Shemais. In Devarim, it says it's similar, just adds a few more words. Kabbutis Avika Vesimeka Kasher Tzivacha Hashem Alakeka. We're going to see tonight a very important word. Yira is learned that from somewhere else in Vayikra. And we're going to see Mitzvah throughout the Siman. Many inyanim, Kibbut and Moira are the same. And in some inyanim, Kibbut and Moira are chalak. There are different dinim for Kibbut and for Moira. I'm going to have to flesh it out. Today, I'm going to try to give a hagdama, a background, some chukava, you say this in Kibbut Aveim. And hopefully, Miat Hashem, over the coming weeks, we'll conquer the Semen in Miat Hashem. I guess we have to start off. What is the Tama Mitzvah? What is the reason why the Torah was Mitzvah Kibbut Aveim? Obviously, we keep the Gezeiras Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, without any timing. But the Rishonim felt it necessary to mention a number of timing. I guess we should start with the Sefer Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, says that the person is roi to be makir chesed, gemul chesed, so someone does him a taiva. If someone does you a taiva, you have a chiva, responsibility, of a karasa taiv. If a person isn't a makir taiv, then he's a novel. He's a kafi taiva. It's a midah ra mu'usa betachlis mamish. Ra mu'usa, it's a lashon. Ra mu'usa betachlis lefnei elokim v'anoshim. Sai mitzad the toyer and sai mitzad hamaynam, to be a kafi toiv is terrible. So the Indian, a person supposed to be makir toiv. Now, if a person realizes that his whole existence came about only through his parents, they brought him into the world. If not for them, he would not have been born. And kol shekei, they raised him and they reared him. They stayed up nights with him and they had rashes and viruses and whatever it might be, and changing diapers and v'chulu v'chulu and tzarget dovanim and decisions, chinuch decisions to make, v'chulu v'chulu, they're totally muscle to the child's existence, totally muscle to the child's rearing, to his growth. But mela, it's just a fundamental klal of hakaris hatoiv that a person should have to be able to be mechabit his father and his mother. That's what the chinuch starts off. The Beis Elokim, the Mabit, and Shaar Tshuva Yud says basically the same thing. And Ilek Tzu, Gishmaka, he says that's why you find that there are a number of things that a father with Zeicha in the Benz, Maisiya Dayim, Matonis, Metzias. Why was a father have this chus to be Zeicha? Why does he acquire the things that the kid is Zeicha in? The reason is because since they are the ones who brought the child into the world, Al-Takar Setoiv, the very least, the father has chusim. And why does a girl give the father more skusim than a boy. Namely, a father has a right to sell a katana. He doesn't have a right to sell his cotton, but he has a right to sell his katana. Why did the Torah give the father an extra skus that he could sell the katana? The reason is because when the girl's going to grow up and get married, she's going to have a shibud of a husband that comes before a shibud of her parents. And since, to some extent, it diminishes in her hakaras hatov and her payback of what she could do for her parents. So to be mashmah, to make up for that, the father had to get even more than what he's getting from a cotton. From a cotton he gets the regular maizidayim, but from a metziah, but from a katana, he actually could sell her as well to make up for the fact that when she's going to get married, she's going to have a shibud from her husband on her. So that's what the chinuch says. That's how he starts off. But it doesn't end there. And he says, gevaldik. He says that ultimately the goal of kibud av v'aim, that when a person gets used to be makir and makir toiv to the people who brought him into this world, who caused his existence, and then he'll from there realize that if he has to give hakaras hatov to his parents, how much more does he have to give hakaras hatov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really brought him into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a neshama. He was mamsi him. Ba'ilam hazeh u'ba'ilam haba. So hayyais. Kibud av trains a child to have hakaras hatov for the ones who caused his existence. Then Kol Shekein, who realized that he has to have hakaras hatov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and behave in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. V'yarek v'makshav v'kama v'kama roi lizar v'avidosai baruch hu. That's the chinuch. Gevaldik, so it comes to us, it's hakaras hatov, but hakaras hatov has an objective. It's not stam hakaras hatov. Hakaras hatov, the objective of hakaras hatov is to get a person to realize to be makir toiv in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's
in kavod, but the same thing. The chinuch says the same thing by Meir as well. Same idea. Correct, it's a mitzvah of kavod shemayim too.
Right, so why don't you want to tell me the next?
The both mitzvahs. But if a person gets angry, a person sees, doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees his parents. And it's easier, it's a baby step. It's easier for him to come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu his parents. From there, he'll take it to the next step and have HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Das HaZakenim Balei Taisis, actually a sefer called Hod HaZakenim, they say the same thing like Tichinuk, and he says like this, V'zeh Aloshin, in Techabdein, if you will honor your parents, V'teshalim Lem Gmulam, Yedati, I know, Shetechabdeini Mikavachayma, then you'll honor me from Mikavachayma. Sheheim lo hiviyucho ele l'chayisha, they only brought you into Chayisha. V'asisi, but I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asisi imcho chasodim leviyako leilam ezeh u leilam haba. So he says the same type of thing, that it's going to reach, come to the madrega of HaKadosh HaTayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Pratt in the Gemara. The Gemara in Kibud Av V'Aim, the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Lamed, the Gemara brings a lot of Mamari Chazal. And the Mamari Chazal mean this. Probably that's where the Chinuch and the Balei Taisa got it from. The Gemara says like this, there are three partners in the Adam. The father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the father and the mother. Bizman Adam Mechabir is of the Simoi, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ala Ani Aleim Kiludarti B'Neim V'Kibiduni. When you are honoring your father and your mother, Ma'ala Ani Aleikum, it's as if that I'm there together with your parents and you're being Mechabir me as well. What does the Gemara mean? Why should be mala that as if the parents, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the parents? That is because of the chinuch. That if a person's trained to have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his malidov, then already have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to have the Shleishi Shutfim Ba'adam, if you're going to be a Mechabit, two out of the three Shutfim, then I know that you're going to be a Mechabit me as well. And my male, that's as if you're a Mekayim, Koyt Shemaim as well. And that's also a Gemara over there. The Gemara has another Maim. The Gemara compares, like you were mentioning, the Gemara compares the Lishainis. It says Kabiris Avikovesimecha, and it also says Kabiris Hashem Mahinecha. Same Lashainis are employed, Kabiris Avika and Kabiris Hashem. Cipher parents, Cipher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it the same Lashainis? So the Braisa, Hishva HaKosim, the Torah equated Kibud Av V'Aim L'Kvayd HaMakom. And Mar goes again, and Mareis Av V'Aim is also Mareis HaMakom, and Kililas Av V'Aim is the Kililas HaMakom, Kalila. The Torah equated the same Lashainis we use on Kovid, on Yira, on Klala, is because Batim it's one. One is Goyim the other. Kibud Av V'Aim is Goyim Kvayt Shemayim. It's Mefusha, Sefer HaBatim, Arishan, Mitzvah Yishid Gimel. He touches up the Gemara like that, like the Chinuch. there's a shaila the place can deal with. What happens if there's a child who was forsaken, forlorn? The child was in a sufi or a shtuki. The father ran away when the child was still not even in the world. He was a mulberis. He was an ibo, and the father ran away. And the place we want to know, is there a chiv on the child to be mechabit such a father, since such a father had no involvement in his upbringing? He wasn't there, b'chalal. He ran away and he's gone. He never knew his father. Then 30 years later, he tracks down his father. Does he have a mitzvah kibud avim on such a person? And the chayitz pashat, yes. Besides, it's a klasi, he can't be machalik. But yes, because even if the parent, even if the father didn't raise the child, but Yizikah was the cause of his existence. He only came out because of the father. So since it was the cause, he was the cause of his existence, Avada, thus alone is machayev kibur avim. Like the Gemara says, Shloisha shutvim ba'adam. Or like the Chinuch says, Hey meviu la'ilam, they brought him to the world. So that should be enough. Okay, well, we've got it later on, we'll see if it has to or not. Rambam. There is still a mitzvah kibud av v'eim. That doesn't absolve a child. The only thing is you have to know if a child's mukhiv to take a risk and get hurt. So later on in Zimel we'll discuss how that if the parent is not well, mentally well, emotionally well, what the chivim on the child is. The Grad is a Ksav Soifa and a Mesha Chochma. They want to touch up a posik. And the posik in Veschana, when it says over the Seres HaDibris, over there it says, Kasher Tzivuch HaShem Elokecha. It was Moisiv, Kasher Tzivuch HaShem Elokecha. And we was Kasher Tzivuch HaShem Elokecha, Kabir Esavika Vesimecha. That was, Rashi brings down, that was in Mora, in the Midbar. So I said, Ksav Soifa and Mesha Chochma, make a cheshbin. They were in the Midbar. Did the parents do anything for their kids in the Midbar? The mom came, that's where they got food, and the slav. And there was a be'er, so that's where they got liquid. I mean, what exactly did the parents do? The clothing? They didn't buy clothing. The malachim came and pressed the kids' clothing. Clothing grew with the child. So Be'etzim, they weren't so much involved in the child's upbringing. And yet, the Torah says, Kamri said, to teach you that even if it's in a matzav of mara, where the parents aren't involved in the upbringing, still there's a mitzvah, the rice of Kamri Savika
Vesimecha. You think the kids went to get the money or the father?
Okay, could be. Or maybe if I get, maybe the father sent the kid. Good. That's a set. Good. Let's, another reason in the Rishonim, or in the Kadmoinim. Another reason is to hold on to the Shalshelis HaMesoyer. There's a chain. We have a glorious chain, a legacy of Klal Yisrael. And to hold on to that chain, Klal Yisrael needs the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Eim. We know that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. How do we know there was a Kriyas Yamsuf? Because our father told us. And how does our father know? Because his father told him. And why? Went all the way back. Darius. And we know that the father is not going to bequeath to his son, Sheker, Ramban says. So therefore we know it's Edis Nemana that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. It's Edis Nemana that there was a Matan Torah. It's Edis Nemana that there was a Devar Hashem, a Nechi Hashem Elokecha. Because it came through a Messiah. A lot of mitzvahs gavait on Messiah. Kabbalah Sevika Vesemecha makes it that a person is mechabit his parents, he has the harocha for his parents, Mameli is going to accept the Messiah from his parents, he'll accept the direction from his parents. Mameli is a yisoid, a fundamental yisoid in mitzvah satayra that we need kibbut av'eim, that it should be fundamental for all the mitzvahs. And through kibbut av'eim, Klal Yisrael has a Messiah. It's a galactical cook. It's not only a Messiah in the events, but it's a Messiah how to be noyik. It's a Messiah when the Akronim, Rabag, Abba Benel, there are many, Sefer Ikram, there are many who say this word, but they, one of them relates to, is that if a person keeps Kibbut Av V'Eim and he holds on to the Messiah, he's not just getting a Messiah to what happened. He's able to be just like the Dor HaMoshe Rabbeinu. Because if everyone transmits the Messiah the way it is, and then Hogan, the way they acted, and the way they, the Holach Yelech, and that was transmitted Dor, so then we are not so different than the Dor Deya, because we have through Messiah how to be Noeg, how to have a Karzat Tov, and how to be nice. All the other Midas also come out from Messiah. And Mameno, that's why we need the Mitzvah Kibbut Av V'Eim. There's yet a third pshat, that's a Kliyaka. Kriyaka says that the pshat is to have chizik emunah b'chidish ha'olam. So it makes a cheshbin. Why are you mechabed your parents? Because they brought you into the world. It wasn't by chance. It was a hashkacha. There's a Siba and a Mesevev. So if a person realizes that he has a Chiv, HaKaris HaTov, a Chiv, a Kibirav for his parents because they brought him, because he doesn't have his own independent existence, so then he's going to know, well, how did my parents come into the world? Because the grandparents. And how did my grandparents come into the world? Because the great-grandparents, v'cheina v'cheina, all the way up to Adam HaRishon. And how did Adam HaRishon come into the world? HaKokha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. Because there has to always be a Makar Rishon, a Siba for everything, for all the Malidim. So Mamela, if a person has Kibbut Aveim, he starts to have that Kar in Chiddush Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, created Adam HaRishon. And the reason why we have Kavod, he says, the Gevaldik, he says, because just like the Siba HaRishon, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mechayiv Kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chaylik, he shared the kavod that he has, being the Siba HaRishon, he shared it with all the Siba Rishonis, all the parents of the generations. The reason why you're Machabed parents is because that brings to the Siba HaRishon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's chayiv in kavod, you have to be Machabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but mainly he was chaylik, he shared his kavod with your parents, with your grandparents and your great-grandparents. But mainly you're Machabed your parents because he's like one step closer, he's the Siba of you, and he got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that covenant. That's how the Kli Yakar says it. And he says it's Lahisi Midas Mamini HaKadmus. It's Lafuke from those people who believe that humans were a Kadmus, which means that it was an absolute. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absolute, he was a Kadmain, so too humans are a Kadmain. They weren't created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create man. Man existed from day one, somehow. And those people hold that he exists from day one. She'ein lo'olam shum haschala. V'akoyl mechuyiv ha-metziyiz. And everything is mechuyiv ha-metziyiz. Everything is absolutely has to be created. It's a metziyiz that there's man. It's a metziyiz that there's a world. If you believe in that, Zokta Kliyako, Lufi Svarazam ha-nevar, this terrible Svara, if you believe in such a thing, Ein Yisrain l'mayilid ala nailid. There's no advantage. There's no maila to a mayilid over a nailad. Bishlam, if it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the parents are one step closer. And they're also a Misavev. They're also a Siba to me. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a little extent, Mamela, they have the covet that we have to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you hold that that's not the case, that man is a Kadmain, then what's the Maila of a Mailit over a Nailat? Why is my parent more Chashav than me? Maybe I'm more Chashav than him. What's the Maila that my parent has over me? You do the Kamaizer of Rabbi Yankiv. He was on a plane. I remember some of the details of the story, and he was sitting next to some secularist. Maybe it was a speaker of United Nations. I remember which one. Someone, one of his major secularists was sitting next to him. And every once in a while, every half hour, every hour, Rabbi Shmuel, who had a seat in the back of the plane, he used to come up to Rabbi Yankiv and ask him, Tati, do you need anything? Nachamol, 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 again and again and again. If the wall... The person turned, the secularist turned to Rabbi Yankiv and says, my kids don't do this to me. What's that business? Your kid is so mechabed you. What's going on? He says, I'll tell you, it's very simple. You believe in evolution. So it means the first man was an ape. And over the days, we're getting better. The child is better than the parent. So come to us, why should your child be mechabed you? You're one step closer to an ape. So why should your child be mechabed you? Faked, you should be mechabed your child. By us, we're faked. We believe in Matan Torah. Har Sinai, there was a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Ha'am HaNivcha. Every generation that's closer to Matan Torah is one generation closer to the Dvar Hashem, to the Gilui Kvod Shemayim. They saw on the Dvar Hashem, Anecha Hashem Elokecha. So Memela, my kid is Mechabed me because I'm one step closer, I'm one generation closer. But by you, if you stem from an ape, I've added that I'm not going to be Mechabed you. Bechari Rabbi Yankiv is on the Cheshbin, the same word of the Kli Yakar. Rabbi Yankiv went to Matan Torah, the Kli Yakar went to Adam HaRishon, Briya Ma'isayilam, but the same type of a word. One more pshat, a fourth pshat, and that's a Tzeda L'derech, in my Medal of Klal Dalet, Perakei, the Tzeda L'derech says that honoring your parents is a fundamental in the child's growth. If he honors the parents, then he'll take instruction from his parents. If his parents will correct him and try to train him and do chinuch. If he respects his parents, then he'll accept their direction, their chinuch. If he doesn't respect his parents, in mechates he should listen to his parents. So the parents say, you know, you should be nice, you should be kind, you should say please, mechates. Why should I say please? Can my parents say mechates? I mean, who are my parents? If the Torah is mechayev, kibud av v'aim, so memela, a person will take direction from his parents, and memela, it's a te'elis ha'olam, the tzarich gadol l'tikin ha'guf ha'nefesh. Because a person is pera adam yulad. And the male, when he listens to his parents, it's a tikkun for him and it's a tikkun for the yishuv. The Rabag, one of his pratim, says the same thing. All right, so we have four different pratim. You say this like a kadmainim, rishainim, like a pratim, and kibud av v'aim. Because you say this like a shayla, what is kibud av v'aim? Is kibud av v'aim a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveroi? Or is kibud av v'aim a mitzvah bin adam l'mokim? The milchus chinuch, a mitzvah lamed gimel, calls the following shayla. If a person was lax in his kibud av v'aim and now he wants to do tshuva, must he ask his parents mechila? We know the Rambam says that anything that's a mitzvah ben adam l'makayim, you don't have to ask mechila, you just have to do tshuva. But something that's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaver, right? So you first have to be mefayis the chaver that you started up with. You have to be mefayis him, you have to ask him mechila. And then, if he has mechila, then you could do tshuva. If not, if he's not mechila you, then it's ma'akev tshuva. What will be by mitzvah kibud av v'aim? Do you have to ask mechila from your parents if you lack in kibud av v'aim or not? And Mirchus Chinuch says it the following. This is how he's magdil l'shayla. Because the mitzvah kibud av v'aim is noisif, is extra than the regular din of kibud. They have to have to kol adam. You're supposed to be mechabed kol adam. But the mitzvah kibud av v'aim is to an extreme. It's extra than over kol adam. By no adam achad, there's no issa. You can't be mitzara person. You don't have a chiv to be mechabedin. Mashen came by a parent, you have a mitzvah to be mechabedin. So Mimela, he says like this. If you see that the Torah only gave the mitzvah to parents and not to anything else, not to anyone else, is dacharaya, it's a mashma, that it's only bein adam l'mokim. Because had it been bein adam l'chaveri, then every chava should have been nichlal in this mitzvah. Why is kibbut only for parents? Kibbut should be even for friends, kibbut should be for neighbors, kibbut should be for everyone. If it's a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri, it should be for everyone. If the Torah selected dafka for parents, is dacharaya, it's a mitzvah bein adam l'mokim. Oidoma zokta, and this is a very important oidoma. Since fort HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah the mitzvah, how do you do this mitzvah? You do this mitzvah v'enodem l'chaveiroi. What oifen are you doing this mitzvah? What do you have to do? You have to bring your parents a cup of coffee. You have to be machiloi, mashkeo, malbishoi. You have to do that. Since the oifen, the tzuris mitzvah is v'enodem l'chaveiroi, to help out a chava, to help out a parent. Maybe that makes it a bein adam l'chaveri mitzvah that you need mechila. Why am I being married this? I'm being married this because it seems in the Minchas Chinuch that he understood that avada it really should have been a mitzvah bein adam l'mokim. If you go through the timing that we had before, Yisrael l'kveid l'mokim to reach takar zatoiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Messiah, if you go through all these, or for tikkun haguf hanefesh, these forests are l'chayr svaras that it's bein adam l'mokim. Nothing to do with your parents per se. It's not bein adam l'chaveri. But nevertheless, Minchas Chinuch was mesupik, so zayin it's a mitzvah bein adam l'mokim. But maybe for tshuva, you need to have the mechila since the tzuras ha-mitzvah, the Hashem commanded the mitzvah in an oifen that's vis-a-vis another person. The way that Kosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah this mitzvah was for a parent, to be a mechavet a parent. So that should make it a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri. That's his shayla. Kavaldik a shayla. Not the Achrayim Tumul had to deal with this. A number of hayint ago, want to bring a raya from Ramban, Echazkuni, Sapurnoi, by Sarasa Dibris. It's really coming perhaps from a Medrash. Okay, Kadakemach says it, Menar Samad. Many say Shlach Kodesh, is that there are 10 Sarasa Dibris, right? There's 5 on one Luach and 5 on the other Luach. So the Ramban and all these Rishainim, that the 5 on the first Luach is Bein Adam L'Makim, and the 5 on the second Luach is Bein Adam L'Kaveri, Lisitzot, Lisinov. Right, that's on bein adam l'chaver. But the 5, anek Hashem l'kecha, zocha ziyam haShabbos, v'shama zocha, should have other pesel. These are mitzvahs bein adam l'makom. Now, Kibud Av Ve'Em, as we know, is the fifth. It's on the first Luach. So you see that from the Ramban and all these Rishonim, they hold the mitzvah Kibud Av Ve'Em is a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Mokayim. That's what should come out from these Ramban. And I hold that it's not a raya. Because Avada, it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Mokayim. That's not a jailam. Avada, it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Mokayim. But Klapi Tshuva, Klef Tamin Chaskinuk, since the Tzuris HaMitzvah was that it should be for a parent, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the mitzvah, maybe that should turn into Bein Adam L'Chaver that you have to ask the Mechila. But Avada, it's Bisaydai, a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Mokayim. The Chayra. There's a mission in the beginning of Peah. So one of the things that Yoichu Perzein Boilam Azeh is Kibud Av Ve'Em. Frek the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem, why did it leave out Shuluach HaKan? Shuluach HaKan also has Arichas Yomim, it also has Perz Boilam Azeh. Why did it leave out the mitzvah Shuluach HaKan? So the Gemara is because the Pasuk says, Tzadik ki toiv ki prima al aleihem yoichlu. So the Gemara, is a tzadik that's toiv and a tzadik that's not toiv? A tzadik that's toiv means a tzadik who's toiv bein adam l'makom and also benefits mankind. So it's a tzadik ki toiv. Then it'll have boilam azeh prima al aleihem yoichlu. But again, shiluch hakan, that doesn't benefit a human. It's only bein adam l'makom, so there you don't have this din of prima al aleihem yoichlu, and mele was left out of the Mishnah. But what you see in the Gemara of the Chayri is that Kibud Av, which was in the Mishnah, does have the Maila Prima Lalaim Yechlu. It does benefit mankind. Besides Bein Adam L'Makom, there's also benefit to mankind. I don't think it's a Kasha Vaita. Avada B'Saydu, it's a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom. But L'Maisa Gered, Avada, mankind benefits. The parents benefit from you being Machilo Malbishayim. So Memeilo, Avada, since it benefits mankind as well, Avada, you'll have this Avtacha, a Prima Lalaim Yechlu. So you have a Karen Kayemes, but you'll have Perisein Boilam Azeh. So it doesn't make the mitzvah into a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaver.
What would be the difference between Bein Adam L'Chaver and Bein Adam L'Makom other than Tshuva?
What would be the chiluk? There might be other chilukim about kedimas. Father could be Michael. Okay, so some Akrim want to bring that as a raya. I don't hear it so stark because what was the mitzvah? The mitzvah was to be mechaber your parents. If your parent doesn't want it, so you're not doing a ma'isa kibud. Father doesn't want coffee, hates coffee. So you're going to give him a cup of coffee? What is that? That's kibud. That's not kibud. It's time with Jacob. And so if the father's Michael, so there's no. But in the times that the mechil is not just when he hates it. Right, correct, 100%. But still, the tzuris mitzvah was, they know them lechaver. The Pishu Mishnayis la Rambam, la Maisa, in the beginning of Peah, seems not like this. Pishu Mishnayis says a klal gadol that there are two classes of mitzvahs, is benodam lechaver and benodam lemakim. Benodam lemakim is like benoy ben hakadosh baruch hu going tzitzis, tefillin, shabbos, avodas kachavim, v'chelik hasheni, which is the mitzvahs hatluyes b'te'elis b'nei adam, k'sasim in k'sasim. The mitzvah is for the te'elis of b'nei adam, k'sasim in k'sasim. Some for the others, kegain al zahar al geneva, and take zahar, you can mix a whole list, kvoid others. So the Rambam classifies kibud av ve'em as a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri. Okay, so now this is a shtick of a baya. Why is it bein adam l'chaveri? So look how you have to say, pshat in the Rambam, is that there's a Yisham, the Yisham in the beginning of Pei over there, and it's a Tanchum and Ekev, all his Peis. They learn that the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em is a mitzvah priyas chayv. It's not just a koris a toiv, and you make in the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately. It's a mitzvah priyas chayv. Your father, your parents did so much for you. So it's payback time. You have a chiv. Sorry?
Chayv that never gets paid off.
You have to try as much as you can.
There is no end to the chayv.
Okay, but it's a priyas bal chayv. A male, since it's priyas bal chayv, so if it's mamish a priyas bal chayv type of a svara, so then you can hear maybe it's pakah bein adam l'chaver. Someone lends you money and you're paying back. That's because bein adam l'makom, that's because bein adam l'chaver. You lend you money. You got to give him back money. It's bein adam l'chaver. So maybe the Rambam learned, like the Yishalmi, in the book of the Yishalmi, that's the only svara. The Yishalmi mentions teicha dvarav. But Zozayin, maybe that's the cheshbon.
The Rambam says explicitly why he's putting it into that category.
He says it's te'elis b'nei adam.
Okay, so that's his category.
But what is the te'elis b'nei adam? What is the te'elis?
He's getting covered.
Okay, but is that the objective? Is that the tzarich? Is that why Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah the mitzvah?
It's You say why from today to tomorrow, but his idea of being Bodhisattva means they said into action, man.
Okay, fine, if you want to say it like that. So you're saying it like I said in the chinuch, sort of, that's what you're plugging into the Rambam. Okay. There are many achronim, the Barbanel, Kliyoka, Kedetsitzkok, Meshechokma, that they learn that it's really a hybrid. Kibra Vem is a hybrid. It's Sai Benodom Lamokam and Sai Benodom Lakavere. So if you go like that, then Avad, you're going to need Mechila from your parent. Because Zaina Kananga and the Chelik, Benodom Lamokam, you don't need, but in the Chelik, Benodom Lakavere, you're all going to need Mechila. Oh, no, it's different. Every Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you are correct, that every Bein Adam L'Chaveiro also is Bein Adam L'Mokam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who's mitzvah you to be nice Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But they're saying more. They're saying that the mitzvah was not just because Hashem was mitzvah you. The mitzvah was L'Te'eles HaMokam, let's say like we said before, to be Makat Toiv in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's L'Te'eles HaMokam, and it's L'Te'eles of the parent. So, the mitzvah chutz from the tzive yizvarach, which is bein adam l'malkam, but the te'elis of the mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah, was for what purpose? The objective was saif for the te'elis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and saif for the te'elis of the parent.
I think that's in time of the crow. Where is it before anywhere that it's with te'elis of Zorosh other than
a drama? In a Konami? Okay, but that's what they say. So I'm just bringing you have maiminim, masmilim, and the shayla. It's good. Shnaka, lididi, I don't really have a clear achron, and munkas kinnik shayla, and from a parent. All right, here comes another bombshell.
Yeah.
Hope you. I hope you don't wait till the kever. I hope you ask before.
No, but you do.
I mean, unless you manage a tzaddik and you never did anything wrong.
You wouldn't have to ask mechila.
Yeah. 100%? Good. But you have to ask Mechila first. You have to ask Mechila first. All right, here's a bombshell, Rabbi Isai. Yeah, we'll get it. Here's a bombshell.
Because the person that the Bible is once he didn't slide it, it's not going to be Mechila. You just didn't do a
puzzle. Right, so much on that. So by Kibra Ve'im, if you didn't slide the parent, you just
didn't
slide the Mishnah. Right, that's the exactly. No, that's what they say. You need Mechila. We're talking about when you just didn't give covet. You didn't bestow covet on your parents, a proper covet that's Mechayiv to parents. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I hear. He hasn't got some of the kind of tried to much on this. That maybe since you're not sliding the parent, some of it's not been on the Quran, it means maybe you don't have to ask Mechila from them because you didn't hurt them in any way. All right. Let's move on to a bombshell. This is a bit frightening. Baruch Hashem, I guess it's never too late. When I saw this, my mamish almost fell off my chair. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but it's very frightening. And that is, Dr. Derech Pikudecho, a mitzvah lam is gimel chilek ha-makshav o-yis-alev. It's a mitzvah kibir av-eim, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Can you do a poshet, right? Well, we paskin, Shechonok paskin, and Simen Samek, Sifdala, that mitzvah deraisa ni kavona. So a person who's mechabit his pants, mamish kills himself. He's raptarfin, goes on the floor, puts his hands down. The mother climbs on his hands, gets into the bed. Mamish kills himself for 50 years, but for some reason never had in mind hinani muchanim azumim lekayim yichshem yichud kutshe brichu shchimte of mitzvah daraisa of kibbutz avichavetsim mecha. So felt in the mitzvah of kibbutz avim. Because it's like every other mitzvah. Before you shake a lula, before you do any mitzvah, you have to have kavana. Mitzvah deraisa is tzrikin kavana. So here too you need kavana. It's much like that in Shuvah Yontav as well, the end of Siman Yud Tes. There's a Medrash Talpiyos in Ois Aleph, the beginning of Anaf, of Aveim. He actually, I believe, he starts the Sefer with Aveim. He says, you do it. The Kibra Aveim, him in mitzvah sichli is kenoida. It makes sense. Find Goyim, Dama ben Nisina, who also was a Mechabit parents, even though there was no Tzivoy. Omnam Tzarocha Adam Lekayim HaMitzvah Bavur Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Aleha. A person has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzvah to be Mechabit parents. Loi Bavur Shehadas Mechayiv Lazah. But not because you feel HaKadosh HaTayiv to your parent, not because it makes sense to be Mechabit your parent. That's not why you mean Mechabit your parent. You have to be Mechabit your parent because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzvah. Shim oisikein, because if you do it because you think you're supposed to be doing it, it's minanimus to do. It's the right thing to do to be mechabit parents. Ein loy shum schar klal. Very powerful lashonis. Ein loy shum schar klal. President could be the gevaldik of kibud av ein, but he didn't have kavana. Nebuch, he lost the mitzvah.
But he's saying that Kavanah means that sichlis. He said it's a din sichlis connected dad. My father yells at me to come. I got to wake up and start saying, he didn't even move from his own front. Give him something? What's that supposed to mean?
You have to have a mind.
Every time I get there, he doesn't.
You have to have a mind.
It's stumbling. You're not doing it.
So, first of all, Gmiz Kasadim, that's the Raisa, really, is not so the Raisa, because no more food should pass it on Gmiz Kasadim. It's my Hurakama, Atarakama, Huchana, Atarakana. It's learned out because I'll plug it into. But it's not here. This is because Ebishai Tayson. Every time you do it, if you want him in the kind of mitzvah, when the Brisker Rav called over Lifsha, and he probably, I'm guessing, probably reminded him, there's a do it l'shem kibud av.
He said he added explicitly, don't do mitzvah tzichlis. So we don't do mitzvah tzichlis because we learned in Cheder there's an inyan of mitzvah kibud av.
Good, fine. Now, there's a tshuva sharei beya. And Chelek Aleph and Zayin, Chelek Beis Yed Zayin, he wants to be Mamsi, others want to do the same thing. He wants to be a Mamsi that if a mitzvah is being Adam L'Chaveroi, then you don't need Kavona. It's learned out, how do you know you need Kavona? Of the B'chol of Avchem, and that's only by a void of Benodon Amok, not by Benodon Chaver, that's how some of them touch it up. So there's no din of Trichas Kavona and a mitzvah is Benodon Chaver. Pelot de Gazak, a Moshon, you hire a worker, you hire a plumber, you hire a Chayson to fix something, your washing machine's broken, you hire the person to fix it, a handyman, and you pay the person. So chaya, you just became a mitzvah deraisa of b'yamei titim skari. If you don't have a mind, you blew it. You just lost the mitzvah deraisa. Kiyidua, the Chavetz Chaim, with Ramendel Zaks, they went on a wagon drive, and Ramendel Zaks took out money to pay the drive, and the Chavetz Chaim held on to Ramendel's hand and said, "Havin zinin, b'yamei titim skari." If you don't have inzinin, then you blow it. You blew the mitzvah deraisa because it's trichas kavana. But like the shayidea, if it's a mitzvah ben adam lecheveri, you don't need kavana. So those who hold, let's say the Rambam holds that kibud av ein is ben adam lecheveri, then it could come out that you can be mekayem. Perhaps it's a big chiddush. I mean, it's not muskim at all the shayidea, but it's a good. Perhaps mekayem the mitzvah deraisa even without kavana. The ma'aseh, we see that the rishonim seem to hold otherwise. The rishonim seem to hold that it's ben adam lemalkim at least. A chelik is made adam lamalkan. Mameila on that chelik might be the fundamental chelik. The ikka chelik of kibud av ein is made adam lamalkan. So mameila, if a person doesn't have kavana, never he can lose out on the mitzvah. Oh, 1 second. When I get there, I'm in it. Oh, so now there's another. Cheshbon here. There are some Achreinim want to say something similar to Malay Arayim, Chuvah Zisrael's Chuvah, the Chelek Beis Rishon and Vav, Chelek Dalem Mem. They want to say that when do you need Kavana? That if it's a Chukana Maisa Mitzvah. But if there's a Tachlis that Hashem wants from the Mitzvah, and you did that Tachlis, say it's Tamal Lishma, Achreinim say in different Lashainis, they hold that you don't need Kavana. Lamashal, Mila. Mila is Ben Adam Lamakan. But what's the tachlis of Mila? To take away the Orla. So the person is so mamish, he's so geyukt. When he's having the Mila, they're rushing him to us. Yeah. And he does it, and he does the Maisa Mila. He makes a shliach to do the Maisa Mila. He does it himself. And he doesn't have a mind, the shame mitzvah. Was he yaitzah the mitzvah Mila? So if you hold it, when Adam Lamakam, Koshikain, it's a mitzvah derais. I've added three kavani, any kavan. If not, you aren't yaitzah the mitzvah Mila. But they want to say, since the whole mitzvah was, the tachlis is to remove the arlo, and the maisa, you did remove the arlo, so who cares? Yeah, mechav, nish mechav, and the maisa, the bottom line is, you achieved the tachlis of the mitzvah, since you achieved the tachlis of the mitzvah, so then you're yaitz of the mitzvah even without kavana.
How is that? You wouldn't do it without a mitzvah.
Bumila, the Sekhus Namachayev. Bumila, the Sekhus Namachayev. But if the Kodabok is Matava Mila, so now that you do Mila, the objective is to remove the Ola. Mice is the Pnei Yeshua, Prima Godim is Mavur Fakert. Mavur that even on, with the Te'elis, Avada, you're not Yetzir Amitzah without Kavana. Shaking a Lulav, what's the Te'elis?
Shaking
a Lulav. No, that's the Mice in Mitzah. What's the Te'elis of it? I have no idea what the Te'elis of Mitzah is. So they want to say matzah as well. If matzah and mora is to have the meriris and the bezecha for Yetzias Mitzrayim, so once you ate the mora and you felt bad and you had the bitterness in your mouth, so even if you don't do it l'shem mitzah, they want to say, but the taklis was achieved. The taklis was that I should eat something bitter, and I had bitter, and that should cause me to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So memela, that's good enough. Here's matzah shema also, that you should remember. It's right, so okay, good. Fine, Bekitsa, the mice is, even if you hold like that, God, it's Mufush in the Gemara, in the Dorm, Samach Mezam and Aleph, that even if somehow you are Mekayim and Mitzvah, but Avada, you have to do it L'Shem Polam, and Avada, there's advantages to do it L'Shem Mitzvah. There's an Avos Chesed in Chelek Beis, Perakov Gimel, in that God, the third Agah, he also says, his Lashon is, Toiv hu sheyachav en she'oz nasis ha-mitzvah b'shleimuza, Lifoil kedusha salamayla. If you do it with kavanah, then you have the ability to be poil kedusha salamayla. If not, then felt in the shleimus, and then the vice is felt in the poil kedusha salamayla as well. All right, I'll tell you another reason why here could be kuliyam as moida that you have to have kavanah. Remember the pasuk in Veschanan, Lake Tzu in the mitzvah kabbalah tzedekah v'semecha. There it says, why Lake Tzu kasher tzivucha Hashem elokecha. Why is it say Kasher Tzivucha Hashem Elokecha? Zogt Aruch HaShulchan and Hemek Dava often not says like this.
Hemek Dava is
Netziv. Hemek Dava is Netziv, yeah? Both. Aruch HaShulchan over here and Tziv Gimel and Hemek Dava over there often not. Perakei. They say like this. You're going to think that the reason why you have Mechabit parents is because it's a mitzvah sichlis, Doma Ben Ishino. And that's how you're going to go to be mechabed your parents. No, you now let it do it like that. You have to do it kasher tzivcha Hashem alakecha. Has to be done bedavka course. Hashem was metavi to do that mitzvah. Kasher tzivcha Hashem alakecha. So by saying it's even more. It means another reason. It means even if you say it, menodol kaveri doesn't need kavana lemazon gashari deya. Let's say, but it doesn't mefush the pasuk v'kayet. The pasuk says kasher tzivcha Hashem alakecha. I don't want you to do it mitzkayach sichlius. I want you to do it only cause kasher tzivcha Hashem alakecha. All right. And why didn't the Dibros HaRishonis say it? Why by Yisrael didn't to mention it? Because by Dibros HaRishonis they want such a high madrigal, who's kaidem the chet ha'egal. Avada they did everything l'shem shemaim because of Tzivya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Dibros HaRishonis, which was after the chet ha'egal, which is Yardim Manjei Gosan, and Mela, the Torah had to spell out clearly, no, you have to do it kasher tzivcha Hashem alakecha. Now the kasha on this mahalach, there is a fundamental kasha which some of the Olam was alluding to, is that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yankiv, Achen, he saw a child go up to do Shaluch HaKan or to do Kibir Aveim, maybe both, Kibir Aveim, to be Meshalech, the mother, and then on the way down, he fell off the ladder and he died. Heichen Arichas Yomem Shazer, where's the Arichas Yomem of this person? The Torah says, Kabir Yisavik HaVezimech, Laman Yerichen Yomecha, or Shaluch HaKan, Laman Yerichen Yomecha. What happened? Where's the Arichas Yomem Shazer? The Mela Achen went off the derech. The Gemara asked, maybe the person had a machshava ra, and while he was doing kibbut aveim and shiluk akan, he was thinking some terrible aveiro. No, sechrei. The Gemara says, "Ena garuok matarv machshava toiv lemaisa." If it's lara, maybe it's avli dezara and avli dezara. Yeah, the Gemara is muches each one. Fact achroinim. If you hold that mitzvah shigas kavana, and if you don't do kavana, felt in the whole mitzvah, there's no scar at all. So the chayit should come out. It's very simple. Maybe the kid climbed the ladder, listened to his father, and didn't have a mind. Memela, he didn't have kavana, felt in the ganze mitzvah. Chayit, they want to say, it's mashma in the Gemara that you don't need kavana. That's the raya. Maiz, it's not such a hechek from the Gemara, because Gemara was talking about Shiluk HaKan. And by Shiluk HaKan, clearly the reason why he's doing Shiluk HaKan was to the mitzvah, otherwise why didn't he take the mother with the child? It's like Stam Lashmon, like it's clear that he was doing the mitzvah Shiluk HaKan. So why wasn't Shiluk HaKan saving the child? Maybe the Gemara was really focusing on that. Alright, there could be another cheshbin. Another cheshbin is, based on what we said before, Prima Alayim Yechu is only on the chelik, which is Beinodim L'chaveri. In the Havamini of the Gemara, that Laman Yerichon Yomecha meant, Ba'ilam Azeh, Kumtois Akoka had to be a Beinodim L'chaveri Dika Mitzvah. So if it's a Beinodim L'chaveri Dika Mitzvah, because you're getting scar Ba'ilam Azeh, because for Beinodim L'chaveri, you don't get scar Ba'ilam Azeh, so for that, you don't need Kavona. So maybe the Gemara can say it. So maybe the Gemara is, so why did he die? But if you hold now that man yirikun yamecha means ba'ilam shekul arav ba'ilam shekul leitayv, so it's going on the lasad lavoi. Oh, it's going on the lasad lavoi. So then gavaldik. So then now we know that yes, you do need kavana. Means it could be the whole gemara is only in the havamina. Okay, fine. It's food for thought. I'm leaving you with akasha be'etzam. The derek pikudecha was moisiv more than that. Gavaldik ha'isofam. Not only do you have to have a mind to be mekayim a mitzvah tzrikas kavana kabri tzadikah v'esimecha, but he says hayayis the pasuk says l'man yerichon yamecha. The reason why you should be mechabed your parents is l'man yerichon yamecha. Can you do as the Bach says? Others say that when there's a mitzvah in the Torah, and the Torah gives you the reason why, it's not enough to be mechabed l'shem mitzvah. You have to also be mechabed the tam sukkah. It's not enough to be makavan that you're sitting in the sukkah, you teshiv to do, that's not enough. You have to have a mind that's zekel anani hakovet. But he came out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in anani hakovet. Because it's part of the kavanah that's required in the mitzvah. So he suggests that it's not even enough to do kavanah tzavikah v'simecha. You have to have a mind, you're doing mitzvah kavanah tzavikah v'simecha, l'man yarikun yomecha. Because that's the kilu, a quasi-tam of the mitzvah, the cause of the mitzvah, the object of the mitzvah, is the man yarichun yomecha. Kavaldik derek pikudecha. It's an extreme, Rabbi Sain. The back didn't say this one. No.
It's very much rare on the Gemara of Achim.
Why? That can be done. You didn't do it, the man yarichun yomecha. Right, 100%. Now, I want to just theorize this.
Except Kavana is that.
By sorry?
Except Kavana doing the mitzvah.
But if that's part of the mitzvah, so what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mechaven that too. Maybe that's what he suggests. It's a suggestion. But at least the first chelik, that's a vabed by him. Mitzvah shrikas kavana, it's mitzvah deraisa, vadini kavana, and if not, the Medrash Tavi says, ein loy shum tzchar klal. Frightening, very frightening. Just want to, before I finish this shlav, I want to mention, agav, gavald kabir, of the derpik yimdech in the Malvin. Why is the skara mitzvah l'man yirichon yamecha l'man yitavlak? Why is the skara kibud avim l'man yirichon yamecha l'man yitavlak? Valdika beer, the human seichel. Kabir esavikav esemecha is gebayt on the fact hakar is the toiv that your parents brought you into the world and they raised you, they mutchit for you, right? Now, if a person is not mechabed his parents, what is he really saying? Well, fundamentally, what is he really saying? I don't appreciate you bringing me into the world. Why not? Your father brought you into the world. It's because maybe it would be better if I wouldn't be born. I really don't like life. My life's not so great. I have this tzara and this challenge and this nisayin. Mutav shalai, the Gemara says, shalai, better that he wouldn't be born. There are those people who believe that. When a person's not mechabed his parents, fundamentally what he's really saying is he doesn't appreciate life. He feels life is no good. He doesn't appreciate life. If a person is, on the contrary, if a person is mechabed his parents, it shows that he values life. He appreciates life. He thinks life is toiv. Oh, mida kenegan mida. You like life? You have a rikas yomer. You think life is good? Manita lach will be good for you. Mida kenegan mida. You don't value life? Oh, it's over. Kaval de kabiyam. Well, this he could explain also. There's a medrash. The medrash says that the five aseres hadibras on Luach Rishon is parallel as makbil to the five on the Luach Sheni. The marshal. So if a person kills somebody, he's destroying the Tzelem Hashem. It's against Each one. The last one is Kavir Savik of Esenach, and that's Keneged leisachmoid. What does kavod zavika v'esemek have to do with leisachmoid? Teretz is, it's the same thing. You don't value a life. You think life's no good. By Yenem, it's better. That's leisachmoid. You want what Yenem has. You don't appreciate what you have. That's leisachmoid. So leisachmoid and kavod zavika is the same mitzvah. It's parallel. It's makbil. Makbil is zelu mazeh. All right. Let's do one more in here. Let's see if we can. We don't find a bracha by kibud av v'em. Amal, by mitzvahs, lulav. Many mitzvahs, you do a bracha. You make a bracha before the mitzvah. How come there's no brichas on mitzvahs before kibud av v'em? Sorry, we discussed this by tztaka, correct. So there's going to be similar reasons there to here, and some new reasons, some old reasons. Correct. What's the reason? Why weren't Chazal today a bracha of the kibud av v'em? So the tshuva of Rashi and Chelek Aleph.
You can see the guy spends a half an hour before he gets the plot to the cup of coffee. It's coma at that time. And he's dead because he didn't get the pills in.
Okay, we're going to discuss it. Hold on. Tshuva of Rashi and Chelek Aleph Yudches brings a tshuva from Rabbi Yosef ben Palit that the Ravid asked him this shaila: how come on a number of mitzvahs we do make a bracha, and a number of mitzvahs like matnas aniyim, navon, tzedakah, nokel, uchiyetu b'am kibud av v'em, teich advarim, and midu b'fnei rabbi, and all these things we do not make a bracha? What's that? Is why some yeah and some not? What's the method to Chazal's cheshbon? Why they made bracha for some and not a bracha for others? So Rabbi Yosef ben Palit is that any mitzvah that the recipient controls the mitzvah, the recipient could be meichel on the mitzvah. He could say loy beino. That Chazal didn't give a bracha to. It says in Moshe, the Gemara says in Eile Nairis, you don't have to say dechalais. I say by an erva, your man is a and. And she's also, maybe there should be a mitzvah, like see Elishtoik, should be doicha, the love, that she's a psulisha. And Rabbi says, no, because since she could say, loy be'ino, so then you won't have an assay at all. If she doesn't want to marry you, there's not going to be an assay. So even though she does want to marry you, that assay is not strong enough to be doicha, loy sasa. So to hear any assay that the recipient, the oni, could say, I don't want, or the parent could say, I don't want it, since the parent could undo the mitzvah, make me isil say klal, mamela they weren't kaveya broka. The goyin in Norchaim, with Reisim and Ches, says it as well. What's the chat? What? The get is a broka? There's no bracha for get. About kaka, yeah, yes, you want to know why. Okay, so maybe that doesn't answer every. Fine, so what's pshat? So I believe the pshat is that these mitzvahs that could be undone, they're not absolute mitzvahs. Hayes are not absolute. Sometimes, yeah, they, and sometimes they don't exist. But mela, that mitzvah that's not so kosher, it's not absolute, because I weren't kaveya bracha. You could say it in a different, slightly different lashon. The bracha is vitzivanu. Hayes, sometimes the mitzvah is applicable, sometimes the mitzvah is not applicable, it's in pas vitzivanu. It's totally on the parents, totally on the oni, if he wants to talk, if he wants to avon. But mela doesn't pass the truth of bracha.
If he wants it, then it's vitzivanu.
Right, but hayes, sometimes he doesn't. So mela, they didn't make a bracha vitzivanu, since sometimes the recipient could take away the mitzvah. Does Avnich. Oh, we're going to get there. One second. Avnei Choshin, in Choshin Mishma Simen Tzadizayin, Sefalov, we did this then. He says, it's like the difference between it, he says that since it's totally Badas, the recipient, since it's not Vitzivonu, it's Hashem commanded us, it's also, it's not totally only on the Ratzon Hashem, it's totally on the Ratzon of the recipient too. So Mimela doesn't pass Vitzivonu, Vitzivonu has to be absolutely the Ratzon Hashem. No, since this mitzvah is dependent on the Ratzon of Yena as well, so if it doesn't pass a Bracha. There are many other svaris, reasons given why there's no bracha for this mitzvah. There is a ruah in Berachas Hamitzi Kuf Mem, says the Gavaldika Yisoid, any mitzvah which is tadirius, which is constant, that the mechuyev in the mitzvah 24/7, they didn't make a bracha. Because they gave a bracha when it's chavivus hamitzvah, when it comes from time to time, like shechiyonu, when it's man lazman, well, even brachas has to come from time to time. But if it's a constant mitzvah, kibud av v'em is constant, the mechuyev in kibud av v'em 24/7, they didn't. They won't kodei or bracha for kibud av v'em. Yeah, okay, so they discuss it. Yeah, good. The Chuvis Binyamin Zeiv, the end of Simon Kuf Samaktes, and the Aruch HaShulchan over here, and the Aruch HaShulchan also in Chesh HaMishpat, Tav Chav Zayin Sif Yud, Taritamimin, which brought the Chavdalis of Khan Lamed, they say a different svara. They say that the Lashon of the Bracha is Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayis HaVitzivonu. That we're doing this mitzvah that's Mekadishas, V'Kiddushanu. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayis HaVitzivonu. We become Mekdashim U'Muvdalim Mishari Umas. But if you have a mitzvah which is a mitzvah sichli, it's like Kibbut Aveim, that even Goyim do, so then where's the Kedusha? Where do you see the Hevdil Bein Ha'amim? Where do you see Yikla Yisrael is different than the Goyim? Goyim are also doing mitzvahs Kibbut Aveim, Dama Benazina. Hayez are also doing the mitzvah Kibbut Aveim, doesn't pass V'Kiddushanu. That's how they say it. The Chuvi Shem Aryeh in Siman Aleph, he says something similar, but he says that if it's something that's a mitzvah sichli is, and it doesn't pass Vitzivonu. Vitzivonu is only that you're doing it only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. But if you would be doing it anyway, because it's a mitzvah sichlius, then it doesn't pass Vitzivonu. The Goyim do it as well. It doesn't pass Vitzivonu. If they do it, Kasha Tzivacha Hashem Alakecha. Then it told it, and that's what the Ocher Shulchan says. He has a whole arichas, mamish, unlike his style. It's a halachas. They have a whole arichas of mutzah. How you mamish is the yisayir of mitzvahs that you have to do even the mishpatim l'shein Kasha Tzivacha Hashem Alakecha. And Memele changes the whole tiras of mitzvah. It's not like the Goyim. It's all different mitzvah. There's a rekeach hagadol Shin Samagvav. They say, he says it's slightly different. He says that if it's a mitzvah sichlis, then taka goyim a mitzvah on it as well. Goyim have zay mitzvah b'nei noyak, but if it's a mitzvah sichlis, the goyim a mitzvah on it as well. Memele kibir aveim, that's a mitzvah sichlis, memele goyim have as well, doesn't pass v'tzivonu, because they have a mechiv as well. Sorry? Chayim Mayur should be the same thing if it's a mitzvah sichlis. Alright, there's a Chuvis Mahari Al-Ghazi in the end of Siman Yud Dalet. He also has a Seif on Chumash, Shema Yaakov, Shema Yaakov, at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. He says that they didn't enact a bracha by Kibbut Aveim, because Kibbut Aveim is a Chumash of the Chamuris. It's not Shayach really, it's hard, it's very difficult to be Kaveh a bracha. Because who's to say that the person's being Makayim the Mitzvah? He thinks he's being Makayim the Mitzvah. He thought that he's being Makayim the Mitzvah, but it turns out he only did Chati Shia. Kibbut Aveim is Fathers even more. Fathers Yimam is like Barat Afin. He has to go down on the floor, and even that, the Chachamim told her that he only Higia the Chati, the Chiv. So it doesn't pass to make a bracha, because a person is going to think that he did the whole thing and he's making a bracha. Ain't them a Varech eliminates. He's not doing the whole mitzvah. He's only got half a mitzvah, Chati Shia. How could he make a bracha on such a mitzvah? And there's out there. The Oyankiv asked on him that it's whether the Yafel Alev. That what do you mean? You find by Sri Saima, the mandate of Sri Saima is one big mitzvah, but yet you make a bracha all 49 nights. So how are you allowed to make a bracha the first night? Why is there a bracha? I only doing 1/49th of the mitzvah. Really, he says, you see that Chazal will kaveh a bracha na chatzi shia. And there's a fact then. Okay, I don't think it's a tushda. There, I can only be Mekayim each night, 1/49th in the mitzvah. Since I'm being Mekayim my whole chelek, so that I make a bracha. But over here, this keep it up, that you're making a bracha, that you think you're a tzaddik, you mean Mekayim this mitzvah, b'shlei musai, the kentadik, it's a chatishir, it ain't the mavorek elamanites, you're not doing keep it up. You're doing mamish only a chatishir. So how could you make a bracha on such a chelek? You're not doing the whole mitzvah. Alright, there's another svara. The Maisa Avram, the Chesha Mishpat Aleph, Siman Aleph, he says the pshat is that he won't make a bracha on Kibbut Aveim because a mamz is also mechiv in Kibbut Aveim. And if they're going to make a bracha, then even a mamz is going to have to make a bracha. And now you're talking, it's like a bracha bob aveira. The whole mamz came about through an aveira. The whole Kibbut Av of a mamz came about through an aveira. So Kazal couldn't make a bracha for this mamza. It's like a mitzvah bob aveira. And the male lay plug, since he didn't make a bracha for the mamza, the male didn't make a bracha for Gans Klai Yisrael. Very short, yeah. Like Hashavas Gezel, the Marshal, the Rashba says you don't make a bracha on Hashavas Gezel, because it only came about through a lav of Le Sigzel. So to hear, since it only came about through, okay, Stechema doesn't like it, the Mamza didn't do anything wrong. The parents did something wrong, maybe, or the grandparents, or great grandparents, maybe it's in the genes, he's a Mamza. But the child didn't do anything wrong. Why can't the child make a bracha? Yeah, good. Got, there's another pshat, the Cheshen Aaron, the Cheshen Mishpat Tzadi Zayin, Sefalev, he says all the brachas have to be over Lasi Yosin. Now, how are you allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah that maybe the Ani will decline? You're about to give him tzedakah, you're going to make the bracha, and then he's going to decline. Come to you, see, a bracha is a bracha of Atala.
That's not true. See, like Shabbos and Neros, because you know No, you can't. You have to make it
wrong
before,
but
you learn a mitzvah
to
make it
wrong now. Oh, very good. One second. So, Melhudim by Kibbutz Av, Chuvus Mishnah's Rabbi Lezer, and Oyachim Aleph. And so, Taka says, by Kibbutz Av, the same Torah, that it will come out to be a Brokel of Atollah, because maybe the father will decline. And the thing is, Yokash Yeshreya, we find that any mitzvah that you could do the Brokel beforehand, the Gemara says you have to do the Brokel, even less the Yasin beforehand. If you can't do the Brokel beforehand, then Chazal will convey the Brokel afterwards, like you have by Tfilis Geres, Tfilis Nida. You have many mitzvahs like that. So why can't you make the bracha afterwards? I really fracked the hard tzvi in Erechaim Chelek Beis, Milu the brachas, Simen Beis Eis Aleph. He asks his kasha on the Choshen Aaron. The hard tzvi. See if he crying. All right, I want to share with you my own svara. Maybe it's a kasha, maybe it's a svara. Take it as you wish. Why I think that it doesn't pass a bracha on Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim. That's like this. Let's play it out. The father asks for a cup of coffee. What would the son do? The son says, "Hi, yeah, sure, but I first want to read the newspaper." Yeah, and then he reads the newspaper, and then he brings the father a cup of coffee. The chayra felt in Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim. Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim is now, not in a minute from now, not in 10 minutes from now, now. So yes, you couple, I mean, now I want the cup. If I tell you I want a cup of coffee in 10 minutes, I want it in 10 minutes. If I want it now, if I miss Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim right now. So what's going to be? This child is going to make a bracha. Right? And the bracha, maybe he'll even go to the mikveh before he makes the bracha, Tanagart, or whatever it is, but he's making, what's he doing with this bracha? It's going to take 15 seconds. Where do we find, Chazal made a bracha, that the bracha ruins the mitzvah? Bishlamo netila zululav, it only delays the mitzvah, but the zelba netila, 15 seconds later, that you had right away. So they would convey a bracha. But he had to say that you should make a bracha before Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim, you're ruining the mitzvah. The father wants it now, not in 15 seconds right now.
Larry's supposed to learn now.
Right. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to Tadiris. You have every second to learn. So when I learn that second, the 15th second after my brokum, when I learn, that's the Zelba mitzvah that I could have done right away. It's a Zelba Tzuris HaMitzvah. This Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim is not. He wanted the coffee now, not in 15 seconds. So what? The man, yeah. 100. Well, that maybe you could do while you're doing it. You could have in mind while you're doing it.
Then you can make it afterwards. If that's the reason, then do it
after. Okay. But I have... Let me...
If there was a chiyah brachas and then the father included in his request... No, it's
like
this
is a
chiyah bracha when he says, I want it now.
I think it's a 50 seconds. Yeah, but in the mice, it's felt and kibbutz. Okay, I want to throw out one more svara, a similar svara, and I'll leave you. Similar svara, and that is... Achakira. Halacha l'maisa diga achakira. When a person does Kibbutz Av, and has to be Laman Hashem Tzivucha Hashem Elokecha, has to be because Hashem commanded and not because it's a mitzvah tzichlis. That's very nice, what's going on in his mind. But I want to know, when he's actually serving his father, what is he supposed to be doing? He's supposed to say, Ta, I don't like you, I don't respect you, you're nobody. The only reason why I'm giving it to you is because Hashem commanded it. Is that what he's supposed to be doing? Or he's supposed to be doing it B'derek Kavod? How is he supposed to be doing it? Chayra has to be doing it there. I mean, I don't have a right. I would assume that should be the chesh. So now let's play this out. The father says, you know, I need a cup of coffee. Comes in the son. Baruch atah. What is he saying to the father? I'm not doing it because of you. I'm doing it because Hashem commanded it. What's he really... I understand what's going through your mind. But if he does it like that, is he taking away covenant from the person? I want to give you a famous story with the Brisker Rav. There was an Adam Gadol, I don't remember which one, who was sick. And the Adam Gadol was sick, and the Brisker Rav sent him a message that he wants to come to be Mavaka Chaylam. So Adam Gadol sent him back a message, to me, I tell you, they don't come. Yes, you don't want the Brisker Rav to come. Why don't you want the Brisker Rav to come? The Mavaka Chaylam, grace of covenant. He said, I don't want the Brisker Rav. I don't want to be the Heftach Alois Mitzvah Brisker Chaylam for the Brisker Rav. That's Brisker Chaylam I don't need. That's not what I want. So I want to know if the Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim is the same thing. It's a, the Heftach Alois Kibbutz Av Ve'Eim is Kashet Tzivuch HaShem Lekeka. That's what he's supposed to be doing. But he's supposed to be Mechabin because he's Mechabin and make him feel good. So if you're going to make a bracha l'chayy that changes the tzura, not in your mind, but in the tzuris amitzah, you're going to give your father and say, I'm not doing it because you, I'm doing it because of Hashem. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong.
Maybe.
If you make the bracha afterwards, it'll ruin it. Correct. So look, I don't have a right to this, but a heretic l'chayy that detracts in the mitzvah, the man doesn't pass the bracha. All right, a good tzavah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information,
please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.